who are sceptical about climate change point to something that's been happening for more than the last 10 years, or rather not happening.
Mm.
The global average surface temperature of the planet has not risen for over a decade. How can this be explained if the world is supposed to be warming? You know, after all, emissions of carbon have been rising unabated during that period.
Well, that's a really interesting question. And again, it requires us to look more deeply into our science, and which is what we've been doing for the last 2 or 3 years. And what we increasingly think now is that, of course, the ocean does take up most of the heat that the planet's accumulating because of we've put all this additional carbon into the atmosphere, greenhouse effect. And 90% of that additional heat goes into the ocean. The ocean is a fluid, and it moves, that heat around the system, not just horizontally, but also vertically, from the upper layers of the ocean to the deeper layers of the ocean. And what we have seen, of course, is that if you look at the pattern of temperature change over the last decade or so, that there isn't uniformly a slowdown. There's actually a pattern of cooling, absolute cooling, in the Pacific that has a structure that tells us that it's the motion of the oceans that has changed, and that in so doing the ocean has moved heat from the upper layers to the deeper layers. In other words, the heat that we would in a simple world have expected to still be manifested in the surface temperature, what we use as a metric for global warming, hasn't gone away, but it's now deeper into the ocean. We don't see it at the surface. It doesn't mean it's not there.
And did climate models predict that this would happen?
Yes, these models have these periods of slowdown, and they'll simulate what we call the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, which is what I'm talking about here, the changes in the Pacific Ocean. We hadn't, I think, looked at them in great detail because they are just part of the natural variability of the climate system. I don't think that we had fully understood the degree to which variation on these decadal and longer timescales, how much that would influence the global surface temperature.
And do we know, can we project, can we reliably say how long this flattening of the global temperatures will last now?
It's very difficult. I mean, if we look at the past record, we've got about 100 years of reliable data, and the Pacific Decadal Oscillation really has a time scale of 20 years or so. How many have we sampled in 100 years? We've sampled about 2, maybe 3 cycles. So we don't really know an awful lot about it. So it's going to be very hard. We can, of course, start to look now at our shorter term, in this case, really our predictions, that take the current state of the ocean and the atmosphere and carry that forward in our models and say, what are they telling us about, say, in the next 5 years, are we going to see the end of the pause or are we not? And that work is very much at the cutting edge of our research at the moment. And I think, to be honest, I'm not going to tell the listeners what the answer is just yet.
Don't be held to it.